I still think the collection is valuable, but I want to get your opinion as to like what value you think it might have for the archives, because oral history is not necessarily factual history.
Right, but neither are newspapers. Newspapers aren't primary either, and people, I think they're a great, they're the only glimpse into actual day-to-day life, I think, that you can get that is firsthand experience. And that's also why people love the newspapers, right? Like, it's got firsthand experience of kind of what went on. But people's opinions are also involved in all of that. So I think, I don't know, when you're using an oral history, you just have to know, like, this is a person's opinions and memories. Facts you can go confirm. I don't know. They're my favorite resource. I'm biased, but they're our favorite. My favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
Because I get stories. You actually learn about people and, like, what it was like. So, like, right, I can research all I want about what Butte was like in... Well, for example, like an oral history you digitized that we had before, I can't remember the guy's name off my head, but he delivered groceries to the boarding house Frank Little stayed in. And so he talks about that morning, there's like people lined up at this boarding house, and he's like, what's going on here? He's just a teenager. And people are looking inside Little's room. Who knows if that's true, but also like, where else are you going to get that kind of like story?
Yeah.
That's not anywhere else. Hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I love hearing people's voice. You know, it's one thing to read someone's recollections from a journal or something, but to hear it in their own words and their own accent and slang and their vernacular, you know.
Oh.
Just nothing replaces that, I think.
Yeah.
And when they're gone, their voice is gone forever. And then if you didn't capture it, it's gone, you know.
Well, yeah, we've had people like, so from a lot of the work you've helped us do, like, they come across, one person came across their dad. Like, we didn't even know this existed. Mm. Like, me and my sister were just bawling, listening to our dad. Like, we didn't know he did that. And when can you listen to your dad's voice again?
Yeah.
I don't have my dad recorded.